We are now joined by our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Each week, we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to Henry, whose name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. How are you doing this morning, Henry? Are you cold? Yeah, the Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island have been between 31 and 33 degrees, about 2 degrees colder than last week. Yeah, I'd say it feels a little colder than that too. Kenneth C. Crow II in the Albany Times-Union reports, well, he interviews David Stacy, who goes fishing in the Hudson River near Rensselaer, Coxsackie, and Queimans, but uses a magnet. But Stacy is not trying to catch fish, but find detritus from the bottom of the Hudson. Quote, I know if I go regular fishing, I'll catch a fish. If I go magnet fishing, I don't know what I'll pull up, unquote, Stacy said. He uses different magnets that can pull items that weigh from 170 pounds to 1,000 pounds out of the river. Last week at Rensselaer's Riverfront Park, he reeled in a bicycle and has also pulled in golf clubs at Henry Hudson Park in Bethlehem. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Yeah, it's crowded in there, eh? All kinds of stuff. WNYT reports that sewage from 3 Watervliet homes flows directly into the Hudson River. The State Department of Environmental Conservation reports that more than 404,000 gallons of untreated discharge has made its way into the Hudson over the last 3 months because the homes are not hooked up on the city's sewage system. Homeowners may have to pay to get hooked into the city sewer system, but Watervliet did not return the television station's calls for comment. You can see that full story at the WNYT website. In Hudson, the City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility discharged a combined sewer overflow of 75 gallons per minute for 20 hours on December 23rd due to heavy rains. Well, Henry, hopefully we'll have better news next week when we tell Hudson River stories to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Stay tuned.